Hi. I guess my first question is, who's broken Audio Boo? I've just tried two Macs and a total of six browsers. Eventually found one that works, but not on the Mac that I would choose to be using. So the sound's going to be a bit flaky, I think. What was I going to talk about? I've just been doing some photography, and one of the things I've been photographing was a training session where people were talking about the brand of the organisation. And it was quite nice to do, really, because not only did I earn, I learned. So I was there listening, as well as photographing the people that were engaging with this talk. And it was quite interesting. But what was also quite interesting was at some point people were asked about brands that had either positive or negative connotations to it. So I heard lots of umming and ahhing about the pros and cons of Apple, particularly Android. And as ever, it sort of gets me thinking, I suppose. I'm always intrigued by people who seem to get very, almost threatened, I suppose, by Mac users, Apple, I think the term is fanboys or something like that. And I hear people getting so, let's say it just seems like they're threatened by people who like to use Macs. And it intrigues me for a number of reasons. My overall thoughts are that people think in different ways, and there are people that think in Mac ways and people that think in ways more suitable to Windows machines. I've just sat and commented there's a table full of people using Windows machines which I don't use, and just about everything about them jars with me, in particular those funny little stickers that you put on the just by the trackpad that declare it's a Windows machine. And it's the kind of thing that I just find intensely annoying, and yet other people are so comfortable with it, and that intrigues me. But I suppose one of the things that did interest me is one of the comments that was made about Apple equipment, Macs, was that someone said, oh, it's really difficult to use. Now, I was in Amsterdam last week, and there was a shop with Windows 8 machines, and I'd seen pictures on them, so I thought, oh, I'll go and have a whoosh on the screen. And I managed to whoosh through to Solitaire, that card game. And that was the end of it. I couldn't get out of it. Which again amused me a bit, because my last... I've taught with Windows-based machines. But one of my first businesses at the beginning of the 90s, I suppose, was on Windows 3.1. Where a colleague of mine used to spend a huge amount of time on what he was so excited at the time was this Solitaire game, which obviously is still there. No, I've never understood that either. The Windows machine did a job for me at the time for many years, but nowadays I use Apple equipment, although my phone is an Android, principally because it's got a nice big screen on it, it works for me. I run, as my day-to-day computer, a MacBook Pro, but I don't use a Mac screen because they're good, but they're not exceptional screens, so I've got an ISO screen. But I do just like the general interface. There's bits about it that I don't like. I think iTunes is a very bloaty program. It just doesn't work for me. But I don't have any answers, but it does just intrigue me that there are people who like Mac stuff, people who like PC stuff, people who like this, that, the other, and quite often they are just so poles apart from each other that they end up almost feeling threatened by each other. Which is silly, isn't it?